The kingdom, restoration and power. Yesterday, we were looking at Mark's conclusion of his gospel.
His gospel.
I hope it's not going to be that kind today. gospel. And looking at the signs, the confirming signs and so forth, the things, how he summarized what Jesus taught at the Ascension. And hello, Darcy and Mike and Vicky.
Lori.
Blessings. And we looked the day before at Matthew, and today we're going to, you know, we got Luke's gospel, and we've got the book of Acts, and really the book of Acts brings some new information to bear. We'll spend today and tomorrow morning trying to navigate through the first 11 verses of Acts chapter 1. And so, as in just under the heading of the kingdom, restoration, and power. And like we enjoy doing from time to time, we'll just kind of move verse by verse through this, make some application, and pray that it blesses one and all out there. And thank you so much for dropping by and spending a few minutes with us here on this beautiful Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to see who else is on there.
Hey, Ed, blessings to you.
And Jana, good to see you. So Acts 1, beginning in verse 1. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them 40 days, during 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
Yes, and that's through the first three verses. And interestingly, it begins with the writer, which is Luke, making reference to his former treatise. And he tells us that, you know, he had a he had already done one work, a document, a body of work. And he said it began of all that both Jesus began both to do and teach. And he tells us it went all the way through his resurrection appearances. So that would be the Gospel of Luke.
Yep.
But there's some really interesting information here, because he early here, he, by saying it the way he says it, of all that Jesus both began to do and teach, he lets us know what Jesus' pattern of ministry was. You know, how did he roll? What did it look like? You know, what did his life look like in interacting with disciples and with the people he came in contact with? Luke sums it up by saying all he began both to do and to teach. So Jesus' pattern of discipleship, his pattern of ministry, however you want to phrase it, involved both doing and teaching. That is, there was demonstration and the release of revelation or information. He, of course, what he received from the fathers, what he imparted, it was revelatory. It was revelatory information. But interesting how Luke says it, both doing and teaching. Sometimes it is demonstrating the power of the gospel that opens the ears, eyes, and hearts of men to receive the reality of the gospel, the revelation of the gospel. So Jesus wasn't relegated to pulpit ministry. He demonstrated, he manifested the kingdom through his ministry. And when we couple that with what we find in the gospel accounts, for instance, in Matthew 28:19 and 20, Jesus, when he commanded them to go into all the world, he said, "And you teach them to observe all the things I've commanded you to do." So what did Jesus do? What did he teach his disciples to do? To demonstrate it. You know, go cast out devils, heal the sick, and so forth. Here we have it reiterated. Jesus, what he both did and what he taught. So we need to have that in our lives as well. Not, we don't need to just be people who are collecting revelatory information. We need to be dispensing the reality of the gospel through demonstration, through preaching the gospel, the plan of salvation, laying hands on the sick, when necessary, when we encounter the demonic, to use the authority we've been given to dismantle demonic structures people under demonic influence and so forth. All the things we see Jesus doing, modeling, and then commanding his disciples to do as he sent them out, that's incumbent upon us as well. And we get all that just from the first phrase or two in verse one. And I think that's exciting.
He helped his disciples know how to believe, you know, what to believe, how to live, what to do. That's all wrapped up in the teaching of Jesus.
Yes.
And we have Matthew 28, where he's and teaching them, you know, what to do.
Yes. And particularly here in the Western culture, we can make a big deal of what we know.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing is only part of what we see. What do we do with what we know?
Mm-hmm.
Because the scripture is very clear. We can know a lot and use what we know and become deceived if we just settle with that and we don't obey and do and walk out what we know. So Jesus was a doer of the word, not just an imparter of the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting too that we are told here that all that he both began to do and teach until the day which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen.
Yeah, so Jesus, what he taught, he did that through the Holy Spirit. He was led by the Holy Spirit, and this is an illustration of this.
And that's another evidence of the inspiration of the scriptures. Mm-hmm. We're told here that what he taught, he did that through the Holy Spirit. He taught in a revelatory manner. He imparted through a revelatory manner. And that revelation came by the Spirit of God himself. The Spirit of God, the mind of God, he knows all things. And so Jesus is a man full of the Holy Spirit, having laid aside certain attributes of his divinity, received this revelation and imparted it by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And I just think that's important that we see that too.
And I think that it would be nice to stop and say at this point too that when we teach, you know, if we can tap into that that very same, that through the Holy Spirit we're imparting truth, it makes a lot of difference in our teaching.
And it's amazing, as a Bible teacher, and you can ask other pastors and teachers about this too, that sometimes, you know, you've studied all week and you're ready, and then you start presenting the truths, and in the middle of presenting those truths, more comes that you had not seen during the week, just in the moment, that revelatory work of the Holy Spirit. And my phone's telling me, I was concerned about this, that we may be leaving you soon because the battery dies.
So we may need to make today
the
short.
The Lord willing, the battery may die, but we'll live on. We'll get back with you tomorrow morning if we lose you. And we'll just pick up where we leave off. And I apologize for that. It's just I've been busy with my different things going on today with my phone and didn't get it charged.
So we can summarize and just, you know, this writing that we have that we're talking about in Acts 1 was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Luke is written inspired by the Holy Spirit. The book of Luke, the book of Acts. Telling here that he's recorded what Jesus began to do and teach, what Jesus did through the Holy Spirit. This is a great model for our lives that we can look and the commandments that he gave to the apostles that he'd chosen. And there's a lot right there just right in the very first of this book.
You know, it's amazing when you investigate the Gospels how much teaching occurred between his suffering, that's what Luke says here, and until the day he was taken up, that post-resurrection period. It's amazing how much there is there. It's a good study for you to do sometime. And notice he says he showed himself by many infallible proofs. Luke, who was a physician, he would understand about someone being crucified, if they're really dead or not, what that involved. And his testimony is, with many infallible proofs, he showed himself to many witnesses. Again, that's an attestation to the fact that that Jesus literally did experience death, and he literally did bodily raised from the dead, which is important to our Christian faith. And he taught during that revelation, during that time, he taught on the kingdom.
Yes. Absolutely.
A lot about the kingdom. And we'll get into that tomorrow. We'll go ahead here and slide in home.
We'll slide in since the phone is about to slide away.
But he taught many things pertaining to the kingdom. And we'll, one of some of that we'll get into tomorrow when they say, are you going to restore the kingdom at this time? We'll get into a little bit more of that tomorrow. So thank you for dropping by and spending a few minutes with us here on this Thursday. We speak blessings over your life. May you have a good day, and may the risen Christ lead you and guide you. May you follow him, live for him, be a witness for him. May the same Holy Spirit that was moving and working through him move and work through you this day. We love you all.
See you tomorrow.